Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
And welcome to the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan. The gang's all here. Road Dogg Gillespie in the house today. Derek Thomas, Sean Nerney. As we help get your day started on this Tuesday morning. Traffic a little crowded out there today. And the frustrating thing is when you get off like 400 southbound. And you say you try to take an alternate route, as they call them. Roswell Road. It's backed up on Roswell Road, too. But we are here, and we are ready to get to work today. Let's go.
Bucks. Big take.
All right, I'm a little concerned about the Braves second baseman, Vaughn Grissom. Concerned about his mindset as the Braves get ready to head into the postseason. And let me tell you why. I'm afraid we'll have Vaughn Grissom putting too much pressure on himself to perform at a high level, and I'm talking primarily at the plate. He came up, he had immediate success, filling the void for Ozzie Albies at second base until recently. Now, recently he struggled more than just a little bit at the plate. And now with the postseason bearing down and the realization that he's got to step in and fill the void left by Ozzie Albies in the postseason, now we're talking about amping it up a little bit. Mix in the bright lights of the postseason, intense scrutiny, and I'm concerned it could get a little bit ugly. His confidence has got to be a little shaky right now. Well, just wait until the postseason starts. Now you're facing the best pitching in baseball, the bright lights of the postseason shining down on you. We are going to miss Ozzie Albies. And I hope Snitz sits down with Grissom and says, look, we don't expect you come postseason time to be a guy that's going to lead the way. We don't need you to put extra pressure on yourself to go 2-for-4 against the best pitching in baseball. We just need you to go out and play. Try not to put a lot of pressure on yourself. Make the plays that should be made and mix in a base hit here or there. Just don't want to see this young man putting way too much pressure on himself. And then having a postseason that he would soon forget. And there's your big take today. Hey, want to congratulate Zoe Price, this week's Children's Healthcare of Atlanta's Comeback Athlete of the Week. Zoe recently underwent a corrective spinal fusion resulting in her scoliosis. Thanks to her doctors at Children's, Zoe was back on the lacrosse field scoring in her return and helping push her team to victory. Great story. All of the surgeons, physical therapists, and athletic trainers at Children's are really dedicated to keeping young athletes healthy and active into adulthood. To learn more about Zoe's story and all of Children's Healthcare of Atlanta's of Atlanta Comeback Athletes and how Children's can care for the teen athletes in your home, log on to 680thefan.com/comeback and check that out. All right, let's hit a college football nugget, man. We're rolling.
Tasty. Time for the college football nugget. Presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
Want to take this time to recognize one of the Georgia Bulldogs' most valuable players. It was one of those Cinderella stories that most of us love so much. He's a sophomore playmaker. One of the most reliable and trusted players on the number one team in college football. A couple of years ago, he was a three-star recruit, and his options were Georgia Southern, Coastal Carolina, and Army. Then one of the big-time schools swooped in when they had a spot open up because, well, they didn't sign the receivers that were 4 and 5 stars they had hoped. They swooped in at the last minute and scooped him up. And now look at him now. He's thriving. Spent a redshirt season on the scout team where he was thriving so much that he earned the respect of the other players and the coaching staff. Then in his redshirt freshman season, here we go again. The wide receiver group was thin. He stepped in, and I believe ended up being the second leading receiver on the team. 31 catches, 5 touchdowns, made a real impact. And now as a sophomore, he's a breakout star. His name, Ladd McConkey. Fast becoming one of the most popular players on the Georgia team. I know he's my fave. He and Chris Smith are my two faves. Because, look, everybody, you know, their favorite's Stetson. And I love Stetson and appreciate Stetson and respect Stetson. Truth be told, he's one of my faves now, too. But Ladd McConkey and Chris Smith really respect the job that they're doing. And I don't think Georgia would be where they are without little old Ladd McConkey, who was a senior in high school, 5'10", 170 pounds. He looks a lot bigger than that these days. Had a chance to sit down with Ladd yesterday. You're going to hear that interview coming up at 10:35 on the Bulldog Roundtable. This guy is a player! And how do you tell? Well, you know, as I was talking about yesterday, when you get a big-time team, they go on the road for the first time in a season, and you're going in a hostile environment. The offensive coordinator is trying to scheme up and get the ball to the players that they trust the most, because you need to get off to a fast start. Worst thing you can do in a situation like that is lay the ball on the ground. Drop the ball. Three out and punt. Multiple times. Next thing you know, you're in a four-quarter battle. Swimming upstream, running uphill. How do you avoid that? Well, you get the ball to your most reliable players. The guys you can count on to deliver. And you get a lead and you quiet the crowd. And you send them home early. You were paying attention this past Saturday in Columbia. That's exactly what happened. You had Brock Bowers getting the ball multiple times early in the game. You had Ladd McConkey. The ball was coming his way multiple times. And I tell you what, I think the most the difficult thing on the football field to me, other than, you know, playing quarterback at a high level, is returning punts. I mean, think about it for a second. You're back there by yourself. You're staring up into the skies, and you know you got 11 guys bearing down on you wanting to take your head off. And you got to catch that ball cleanly. Ladd McConkey, fearless, talented, explosive. I bet Kirby Smart is thanking the good Lord. One of those 5-star receivers said, yeah, I think I'm going to go somewhere else. Because then that scholarship opened up for one Ladd McConkey. And look at him now. Living the dream, baby. And I just know around campus, you got some of the other students saying, hey, man, look over there. There's Ladd McConkey. And you go, what? You're kidding me. He's so small. Yeah, but he's big on Saturday. Big. Monday through Friday. Look, man, there's Ladd McConkey. Man, I thought he was bigger than that. There's your college football nugget today. Went a little longer than planned. I'm telling you, man, Road Dog, what do you think about Ladd McConkey? This guy's unbelievable, dude.
I'm impressed by him. He has shown last year, this year, what he's done so far. He's been a steady dependable wide receiver out there for Stetson.
I mean, my goodness, who needs the five-star guy that's going to be full of drama when you can get a guy like this? Now, he was a high school quarterback. He played defensive back, and most of the time it was lining up at quarterback. So it was sort of a leap of faith. Okay, you see this guy. Monken looked at this guy and said, okay, I don't think he's going to play quarterback at the next level. I could see him thriving at wide receiver.
He reminds me of Michael Bennett in a way that he's just reliable and dependable, and you need to move the chains, that he's a guy that you can look to move those chains.
And, and I think you add the explosive characteristic to Ladd McConkey, and you get a guy that can give you those big plays you're looking for, those explosives that Kirby wants so badly during the course of the game.
I talked to him after the interview you had with him. I said, hey, you know that play you had against Auburn last year where you kind of trucked that Auburn defender and just ran over him? And he said, yeah. And I said, have you ever seen that picture? And he said, yeah, my grandmother got it blown up, and she has it hanging in her house. So this is a great picture of Ladd McConkey just trucking over an Auburn defender.
Murray County, are you wondering where that is? Chatsworth is where he's from. And that's up really close to the Georgia-Tennessee line. I mean, you're talking about up in mountain country up in North Georgia. Now everybody knows who he is. Anyway, the interview coming up in the Bulldog Roundtable today. Coming back on the other side, man, we're loaded up. I've got a Falcons player that is breaking out. And look, don't wreck the car. Don't fall out of your seat. Yeah, Ballou's going to be positive on my Falcons today. I'd give Arthur Smith an F. I'm going to give somebody an A that plays for the Falcons coming up next. Plus, we're going to chop it up. Acuna's back on track, and you'll hear from McConkey. It's the Buck Ballou Show. Here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7, we're straight.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Sports Station, The Fan, 680 and 93.7, streaming at 680thefan.com. Get that Fan mobile app, driven by Beaver Toyota of Cumming. BeaverToyotaofCumming.com, the fastest and easiest way to shop online. Listening on the smart speaker, that is brought to you by South Point Financial. Just told you about those guys, the mortgage professionals. And the 10 o'clock hour on The Fan is brought to you by the Haug Barron Law Group. If you want to win your personal injury case, go to championshiplaw.com. Little Michael Jackson for you there on a Tuesday morning, getting you going. Actually, that was the Jackson 5. And I'm ready to talk Falcons football in a positive way.
The Dirty Birds are in our blood. And guys like Buck know what's happening in the huddle. Let's dive into Falcons football on The Fan.
Falcons out in Seattle, they're practicing at UW. University of Washington. It's what the cool kids say, UW. Seahawks, 2-point favorites in the game on Sunday afternoon. 4:15 start, I believe it is. Spanked by the 49ers this past weekend. They couldn't run the ball. Running backs, 10 carries, 25 yards. San Francisco won that line of scrimmage battle. Basically, the bully got bullied this past weekend as it relates to the Seahawks. And how about Drake London, the number one draft pick for the Atlanta Falcons? I know I poo-pooed on this thing a little bit, Nerney, but, you know, it wasn't so much about Drake London. It was more about taking another big receiver. When we obviously needed some help on the line of scrimmage. Passed on that. That said, Fontenot apparently thinks we're playing 7-on-7 in this league. But Drake London's been a splash. You see what he did in Los Angeles on Sunday. 12 targets. My goodness. 8 catches, 86 yards. He's always going to remember his first NFL touchdown. So special being back close to home in Los Angeles, making that happen. And you see him spike the ball and walk off without it. Mariota ran down there and grabbed it and took it to him over on the sideline. Drake London, 19 targets in 2 games. You know there are only 12 other receivers in the National Football League that have been targeted more than Drake London. 13 catches on the season. He is top 10 in the National Football League in catches through 2 weeks. And I tell you what, he looks good. I like the skill set. I know his 40 time was in question back during the draft. I think he refused to run the 40, as a matter of fact. But he looks fast enough to me. My first impression of Drake London, here it is. By the way, I've given him an A through the first 2 games of the season. He is a versatile receiver. He can play X, he can play Z, he can play in the slot. Can play all over the field. Run routes outside the numbers, inside the numbers, middle of the field. Really good hands. Smooth route runner. And if I was going to make a comparison right now, I think I'd go with the Buccaneers' Mike Evans. Same type of skill set. Good ball skills. High points that football. He's going to win a lot of the 50-50 balls. Can't say he's explosive. You know, I do really like explosive out of the receiver. But Drake London looking like he's got a shot to live up to the first round tag that he's always going to have, try to live up to. I mean, you look at the best receivers in the National Football League right now. You got Cooper Kupp doing his thing with Matthew Stafford, Devontae Adams, Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase, Tyreek Hill. But right now, Drake London looking like the best of the rookie receivers. Now, it's a small sample size, but only Garrett Wilson is anywhere close to what London's done production-wise in the first 2 weeks of the year. Drake London, keep it up, man. Maybe soon they'll start bracketing you and allowing Kyle Pitts to get the ball a little bit. But, you know, I don't want to get negative here. Negative. Let's keep it positive. Drake London's made a splash, and it's good to see.
But going back to the draft, I mean, maybe they had decided that Kyle Pitts was not going to be a part of the passing game going forward, so we have to use, you know, that early first-round pick on a receiver.
Look, I would believe anything that you told me about the Falcons front office. I would believe absolutely anything you told me. So, yeah, I mean, there's a possibility they looked at it that way. I just know we got to play, and, man, we need a lot more of those. Hey, welcome to Week 6 of Friday Night Football, powered by Georgia Power, where all season long we're going to bring you the best high school football action from around the state. Want you to tune in to Extra 106.3 or download the Extra app and listen in on Friday night for our game of the week as Langston Hughes High takes on Douglas High at 7:30. Got Mooney, Ham, and Conkle going to call the game. Then afterwards, stay tuned for the Georgia High School Scoreboard Show with Westy and Brandon Joseph. And they not only have scores from Metro Atlanta, they've got updates from around the state. Friday Night Football Game of the Week and Georgia High School Scoreboard Show are powered by Georgia Power and presented by Truist, Marco's Pizza, the University of West Georgia, and the folks down there at Fox 5 Atlanta. Check out the matchup coming up this Friday night. Let's chop it up!
Time to talk Braves. Let's chop it up. Presented by Haug Law Group, your local personal injury attorneys. HaugLawGroup.com.
Speaking of chopping it up, that's what the Braves are doing these days to all this sorry competition they're matched up against. This is how these teams get over 100 wins in a season. You get, you know, the last 25% of the season, you got a lot of these teams have waved the white flag. They got some of the minor league guys up playing, and you should be just raking them over the coals, and that's exactly what the Bravos are getting done. Beating up on these teams that have already called it quits for the year. Now, coming down the home stretch, I've mentioned it several times. The Braves, one of the things they need several things to happen to run past the Mets, claim that division crown, and then do some damage come postseason time. And one of those things is Ronald Acuña Jr. stepping up his play, being a difference maker that we know he is. And boy, it looks like that is happening right now. 4-for-11 in the Phillies series with two bombs, two doubles, six RBI, three runs, showing off some of that Oppo power. Ryan Jordan would call it the Oppo taco. I'm not sure how the taco got in there, but everybody seems to laugh when that does happen. He's been showing that off.
I like tacos.
Snit says, too, that he's a weapon out in right field. And that's because he's got a Gatling gun, and he's going to throw somebody's butt out. I mean, you can just see that happening. I'm surprised these guys are still trying to run on him, because he's going to gun your butt out. And so this, he wasn't around last year during the Braves World Series run, and you know, I question whether this was going to motivate him, and I'm hoping it does, that he wasn't a part of it last year, but he's going to be a part of it this year. Acuña 1-for-3 last night with another double extra base hit. So he has settled in, man. He looks like he's comfortable at the plate. I guess the knee calmed down. He's putting a really good swing on the ball. And they need him to finish up strong, be a difference maker. Play long ball. Gun those idiots out trying to run on him. And provide the power and energy that we're going to miss without Ozzie Albies in the lineup. Acuña, back on track. Just in time for us to take care of business. After the ball game last night, Snit was talking about Riley and Olsen have been struggling. They have started to pick it up. You're seeing signs that Matt Olsen's going to break out of this funk. He's in, had a double last night. Let's hear from Snit after the ball game.
I mean, hopefully, you know, they both kind of, because you're going to go through that. I mean, they haven't had that. I mean, either both of them had spells or whatever, but nothing prolonged, and they always fight their way out of it. And, you know, the guy, they're two kind of made-up individuals with makeup. They're going to allow themselves to succeed. You know, they're strong mental guys. So, but I know it has got to feel good for Matt, especially.
Yeah, Olsen, man, he's been struggling, to say the least. Need him to get out of it. And he's looking a little better back there. After Kyle Wright got his Major League leading 19th victory of the season last night, he talked about Acuña being back.
Just playing with a lot of confidence again, I think. Having really good at-bats, hitting the ball out of the park the other way, stealing bases, playing defense, making throws in the outfield. He's doing it all, and just, like I said, I think the main thing is he's just playing with confidence again and kind of has that that little bit of swagger back, I think.
Yeah, and another thing that's really important is the Braves established that Truist Park is a home field edge. We've now won 9 in a row at Truist Park. Fans are showing up in a big, big way, cheering on the home team. And we need this heading into the postseason, whether it's as a wild card hosting a series or the divisional round is staring us down. We're now 51-25 at home. I mean, that is killing it. And the Braves are one of 5 teams that have won 50 or more games at home. The others, you got the New York Yankees, the Houston Astros, the lousy stinking Mets, and the St. Louis Cardinals. And the Dodgers were sitting on 49. And they got a win at home last night, so now they join the crew. So now six teams with 50 or more wins at home this season. And that is awesome to see. Kyle Wright, man, I am so relieved to see him do what he's doing. And not just because of my prediction that he would win more than 12 games that I made prior to the season getting underway. And I was made fun of with that one.
You caught a lot of us off guard with that. It wasn't expected. Now he's...
Well, it's supposed to be a big take.
He's blown that out of the water, Buck.
Yeah, I got win number 19 last night. And really the thing that's a big relief, I could care less about, you know, getting a prediction wrong. We all get those wrong. But the fact that it looks like he's over this arm fatigue. I mean, last week we're all sitting around wondering, okay, arm fatigue, my gosh, we can't afford this. We're trying to catch the Mets. We're trying to win another World Series, man. We need Kyle Wright in that postseason rotation. What in the world? Arm fatigue. Gave him an extra day off. I mean, Tom Brady looking for an extra day off. He's getting it too, but Kyle Wright, an extra day off. Next thing you know, he's going deep into the game, throwing 100 pitches. Good job, Kyle. Keep up the great work.
Curious how you're going to want to line up this rotation as we get closer to the postseason. Might have to talk about that soon one day.
Well, I would go Fried 1, Morton 2, Strider 3, and Kyle Wright 4.
Kyle Wright, Major League leading 19 wins, is going to be your fourth starter. And I'm not saying that's wrong at all.
I mean, I'm not trying to diss on the guy.
How deep is this rotation? The only thing we know is that, obviously, those are your four. Those are your four picks. Are you going to start four guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think Kyle Wright deserves to get one of those postseason starts.
Good problems to have for the Braves.
Yeah, I'm sure they're kicking it around right now up in that executive board room. They are kicking it around trying to discuss those things in secrecy. I mean, you don't want anything to get out that you're already prepping for the postseason.
Heard the Mets, had a little celebration as they clinched.
Yeah, I mean, they don't even know they're going to be a division champ. They're going to be a wild card. They're drinking that champagne anyway.
It's been a while since they made it to the second season, so yeah, let them enjoy it, I guess.
Suckers. The lousy, stinking Mets. We got to run them down. And I'd like to see us take the lead before they come to town.
You don't want them to do it while they're in
town? I'd like to have a one-game lead going into their three-game series with
the
Mets.
Really step on their throats there, right here at Truist Park?
Yeah, and we see them hurt right here in Atlanta.
Either way is fine with me.
You hear that guy up in New York saying, they never lose!
The Braves never lose!
It doesn't seem like it. All right, it's now time for the Bulldog Roundtable. I sat down with Ladd McConkey yesterday talking about the Bulldogs.
Is proud to be the official sports talk station of the Dogs. And it's time for Bulldog Roundtable with Buck Ballou.
25-20, far sideline, 15, 10, 5, get in there, touchdown!
Bulldog Roundtable is proudly presented by Georgia's own credit union, Hal Glogu, Georgia Pack and Load, Stat Hero, T-Mobile, and by attorney Ken Nugent.
And that's going to be the ballgame. Georgia will win this ballgame.
Only on The Fan, 680 and 93.7 FM.
Joining me now, Bulldog receiver Ladd McConkey. Ladd, that had to be satisfying, going on the road, hostile environment, quieting that crowd, and getting off to a great start last Saturday.
Yes, sir. I mean, it's always good to go get an SEC road win, so started it off the right way, and hopefully we just can keep that rolling throughout the rest of the SEC play and to the end of the season.
I would imagine you guys felt like you were going to be challenged in the game. Didn't necessarily end up that way, but did you feel good going in with the plan you had?
Oh yeah, I mean definitely. We have full confidence in our coaching staff. I feel like we have the best coaching staff in the country. So knowing that they're putting the game plan together and we just got to go out and execute it, it always gives us a lot of confidence that we have them calling the plays for us.
Tied a career high with 5 touches in the game. Isn't it great to get involved early in the game?
Oh yeah, yes sir, no doubt. Anytime you can get it in the get it early and get going, definitely get your confidence up and kind of gets that rhythm about you. So I mean, I definitely think it's good to get going early and then just kind of keep it rolling throughout the rest.
Everybody talking about Stetson and the way he's playing. I'm not surprised, obviously, with the way he finished up last year. But, you know, the most impressive thing to me with him is the way he distributes the ball. I mean, it seems like everybody on offense is eligible to go out and catch a pass, is getting involved in the passing game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something that's really great about us. We have so many weapons, so I mean, you can't key on one guy from a tight end to a receiver to a running back. Like, we can get it to anybody, and we have so many playmakers that can go out and do it. So, and Stetson can make plays with his feet too. So him scrambling around, that's something we have to do too. Work on our scrambling rules and getting open. So, it's awesome to have so many playmakers on our team that can do some special things with the ball in their hands.
Brock Bowers, another tremendous game. Does anything he does surprise you at this point in time?
At this point, I don't know. There's some catches that it's like, my goodness, like how did he catch that? But, I mean, we see that every single day in practice all last year. So, kind of get used to it until he makes some crazy catch again. You're like, holy cow, like how is he doing that? But for him to be that big and be able to run that fast and make plays like that, I'm so glad he's on our team.
Did you feel like you guys were going to need to step up with Ad Mitchell not in the game?
I mean, yeah, AD's a great player, and he's a great asset to our offense. So having him out definitely hurts us. But, I mean, that's kind of what Coach Smart preaches on, is kind of next man up mentality. So Dylan Bell did a great job. Jackson Meeks, Marcus, Denial, and Cole got in there and got him a catch. So, I mean, having guys like that can step in at any moment and fill the role, I think is pretty cool to have.
Coach McClendon doing an outstanding job working with you receivers. Meeks and Bell against Samford got some opportunities. I was really impressed with those young guys.
Yeah, I mean, they put in the work this offseason, so and it's showing. They're great athletes, and then they're putting in the work, and now it's paying off for them. So, and I mean, they're only going to get better every single week, so it's great to see some of those young guys getting there and step up and make some plays for us.
Lad, back in high school, we've talked about it before. You were, getting some snaps, playing quarterback. Reflect back, what were your expectations going into college? I mean, did you ever imagine you'd be making plays at receiver like you are?
I mean, I knew I was going to play receiver at the college level. So, I mean, I had confidence myself, but I just kind of needed to prove it to everybody else. So, I mean, I feel like it was definitely a little different from playing quarterback my senior year to playing receiver. Kind of had to get back in the groove of things. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, I had confidence myself, and I feel like the coaches here did too, and my teammates do, so that always helps a lot too.
Kent State coming up on Saturday. What's the mindset?
Just go out and play our game. It's not different from any other week. We got to go out and execute, and we got to play to our standard, and I mean, that's what we pride ourselves on every week, is just kind of go do what we do, and the rest will take care of itself.
These Bulldog fans, they're on fire. Keep up the great work, lad.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
Lad McConkey getting the job done, and have you checked him out on social media? DT ran across some video of Lad McConkey at a skating rink where they're playing tag.
Yes, it's hilarious. I think it was actually Brooks Austin, our buddy Brooks Austin, tweeted this out probably a couple of months ago. I remember seeing it. But, yeah, just your local skating rink, I guess one of the ones out there in Athens. And see, he's out there with just a bunch of kids, and they're doing anything they can to try to whack him with one of those pool noodles, playing tag, and just nobody can touch him. He's too fast, the jukes, the spins, and you see the athleticism that he exhibits on the football field on Saturday. So I guess just a fun little hobby that has a good reason, because he works on his moves, and he jukes those folks.
Where do people find that video if they want to see
Brooks
that?
Brooks Austin put up a long time ago. Just Google Lad McConkey skating, Lad McConkey skate, or, if you follow Brooks Austin.
What, on Twitter?
On the Twitter, sorry.
All right.
I think it's via TikTok, so you can find it somewhere.
TikTok.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have TikTok?
No, I'm not a TikToker myself. I run across them on the Twitter and other platforms, but not a TikToker myself.
Yeah, I haven't done the TikTok yet either.
Looks like fun, but yeah, I'm okay.
I've been told by my kids, Dad, no.
We just stay away. I think I'm over the age limit as well. So
just stick with Twitter and Instagram. I did join that.
TikTok looks confusing. Looks like there's too many different things going on. Yeah, I'll just stick it to Twitter. That's fine.
All right, coming up next, we're going to hit the quarterback clubs. So go and find those shades.
Shades on into club.
Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
It's a positive Tuesday on the Buck Belue Show here on The Fan, 680 and 93.7. Braves winners last night. Well, they went 5-2, right? And that means today you're going to get $5 off at Express Oil Change and Tire Engineers. All season long, when the Braves score five or more runs, you score a discount at Express Oil. So today you're getting $5 off. Man, $5 is $5. All right, we're going to try something new today. We're going to combine two different elements into one. Nerney?
The best in college football and the NFL.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for Buck Belue's Top 5. Presented by your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware. Find your neighborhood store at acehardware.com.
That's right. Love Ace Hardware. Selling those green eggs in there. Stop in and see them. Today, we're going to combine the top five with the quarterback club.
Shades on into club.
We're going to talk about my man, Marcus Mariota. Now, it's not Mariota. Let's get that one straight. I don't see a Y in there. It's an I, Mariota. And no NFL football player wants to be called Mary. Marcus Mariota. There are five things I really like and appreciate about Marcus Mariota. Number one, love the experience. He's been a starter in this league. He's played 76 games in this league. He's not some rookie wet behind the ear greenhorn. This guy's been around the block. Like the experience. Number two, I like the accuracy. Accurate with the football. Giving his receivers an opportunity to make a play on the ball. I think he's around 63, 64% right now, which is much higher than some rookie would be. Number three, really enjoy and like the mobility. Because, look, let's face it, here in Atlanta, with that offensive line, you need to be mobile. Escape. Avoid the pressure. Even if it's on a Hail Mary, you got to run around with a three-man rush. Avoid the constant pass rush. It takes some mobility, and he's got it. Number four. Love the way he's cool and still competitive. You can see the competitive nature coming out in him, refusing to slide and protect himself. He's looking to pick up the first down, man. And he's cool and calm. I like this out of my quarterback. Number five, classy. He's a team guy. He's humble. Representing the organization in the right way. And you may not realize it, but right now, after two games, Marcus Mariota is number 13 in QBR. Now, mean, he's in the top half, folks. I mean, pay attention. He's better right now than Russ Wilson, Joe Burrow, Derek Carr, Tom Brady, Matthew Stafford, and Jordan Rodgers. That's right. He's playing at a higher level than those dudes. So get off his back. He's giving you solid quarterback play. Quit with this Desmond Ridder talk. Let's get Tyler Algier involved. That run game, get the ball to Pitts. And I think the Falcons are going to have a good offense the rest of the way in 2022. I'm just saying. There you go. The top five and the quarterback club mixed all up together.
Top five on 680 The Fan, Atlanta's sports station.
You know, I had Chad from Hawaii hit me up overnight. Chad saying, look, why is everybody hating on Mariota? He's not that bad, is he? And I said, well, listen to tomorrow's show. We'll get him straightened out. Probably not, but we'll try to get him straightened out.
The Hawaiian audience was loving that segment there, Buck.
Yeah, I know it, man. Chad's wondering why they're so hard on this guy. I mean, he's playing pretty well. Chad over there probably teeing it up playing golf today.
Man, Chad lives the life out there.
Man, I'm telling you, he says he's coming to Atlanta soon. We're going to see him again.
We just saw him a couple weeks ago.
This time he's bringing his wife to town.
Bringing his golf clubs?
Yes.
Nice.
And he's taking in another Falcons game. A P1 over there in Hawaii. I want to go visit Chad. Hang out in Hawaii for a little bit. That'd be fun. All right, time for the final word. And this has come in handy with this book this out, Inside the Hedges, to get to promote where we're going to be. Coming up on Saturday, I'll be at the UGA bookstore prior to the game, 9:30 to 11:30, selling and signing Inside the Hedges. Hey, Richard LeCount's going to be on the scene. Now, you're wondering, isn't he in the National Football League? Well, the Browns play on Thursday night. So he's going to have Saturday off. He's flying down to Atlanta or Athens and booking it over to be a part of the Bulldog scene. Hanging out with Richard LeCount. Also, Malcolm Mitchell's going to be at the bookstore selling his new book, Hey Georgia. It's a children's book that he wrote with the governor's wife, Marty Kemp. Always good to be around my man from Valdosta, Malcolm Mitchell. Coach Dooley's also going to be on the scene. He's got his book out, Dooley's Playbook. And in this book, he's picked out 34 plays through Georgia football history that he talks about and breaks down. 34 plays and players. Players!
Bet I could guess one of those plays.
It better be in there. And I've got a signed book for him I'm going to give him. And there's your final word. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Tried to keep it positive. You probably didn't like that Mariota segment, though. Seems like a lot of people are down on him. I don't understand it. Trust in Mariota. All right, that's going to do it for the Buck Belue Show today. We'll do it again tomorrow, Wednesday, 10 to 11, here on The Fan. Nick and Chris coming up next. Have a great rest of the day, everybody.
Thank you, Buck.
Okay, thanks a lot, Buck.
This morning in North Carolina, wheels are spinning. Determination is winning. A passion is now a thriving business, and it shows no signs of slowing down. How? The power of a conversation. Like the one Clint Spiegel had with First Horizon Bank about starting a bike wheel manufacturing facility in Asheville. Now it's not just talk, it's rubber meets road. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Clint. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com and then call us for a free in-home consultation.